The Submission. Written by Amy Waldman and read by Bernadette Dunn.
Mo almost laughed as he watched the press conference. The orchid white wasp framed by Arab, South Asian, African American Muslims. He had wanted to unite East and West, and he had, against himself. She sat at the center of a long table, members of MACC on either side. Issam Malik to her left, Jamila to her right, Layla, thankfully, nowhere in sight. Safeguard us, and we'll safeguard you. He should have listened. He watched Claire and the MACC members fall over one another to display their mutual respect. See, she seemed to be saying, I don't have a problem with all Muslims, with Muslims at all, only with Muhammad Khan. This edifice of unexceptional beauty, as he had categorized her, now flaunted newly intriguing angles, as if false ceilings and partitions and scaffoldings, all the conventional interventions, had been cleared to reveal her true and startling bones. To unite with Muslims, as opposed to other victims' families, it was a creative stroke. Even as her principles collapsed, even as she conformed, she had found a way to set herself apart. Mo had dismissed her as a type, the well-off woman who married for money, was married for beauty, and lived on a barren plateau of motherhood, philanthropy, and irrelevance. Now, he saw, for the first time, her singularity. It was more than odd to be casing Claire at this moment, he knew, but it was the least painful place he could dwell. He had wanted to undo their encounter the moment she walked out the door. He couldn't say what she wanted him to say. She couldn't see why he couldn't say it. If they couldn't find common ground, what hope was there? Our jihad, and I use the word mindfully, Malik was saying primly, is to show that it is possible to be both good Muslims and loyal Americans, to worship God and care for your country. God will be the judge of this as of all things. All we can do is look at the facts before us. This young woman, a mother taken by terror, the ugly passions on all sides, and say that pushing for this memorial serves neither Islam nor America. Even one death, Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. From this controversy is too many. To add another name to those on the wall, all for a fight about what those walls might symbolize, makes no sense. Mr. Khan's principles, or should I say his ambitions, are not worth any more lives.